public, and welcome to our 395th, yes, I said it, 395th Talk With Us Tuesday podcast. This is Superintendent David Hornack from Holt Public Schools and my good friend, the Delhi Township Supervisor, Mr. John. Hey ho, John, how are you and how are things in the township?
Well, I always like to say things are going good, Dr. Hornick. It's nice spring weather out there. Here we are in the middle of May. Our Delhi Parks and Recs is the one that we really focus on right now. We've got a lot of programs going with the spring weather. As most of your listeners know, last fall we built some pickleball courts. And right now, if you want to learn how to play pickleball, we have the paddle and the balls and the courts. And just contact Delhi Parks and Recs and we get you all set up. That's something we got to try sometime, Dr. Hornick, because pickleball, I know Diamonddale doesn't. Invited us a few times out.
It sounds like a challenge, John. I'd be willing to be your partner, that's for sure.
But hey, Delhi Parks and Recs has a few other things going on at the Senior Citizen Center. We now call it our Community Center. So if you want to learn how to dance, if you want to learn how to do some exercise, aerobics, jazzercise, if you want some card games, again, check our website. Come on out to the Holt Senior Citizen Center there on Cedar Street. But hey, I see we have some special guests here, Dr. Hornick. I'll let you go ahead and introduce them to our listeners.
We have a couple of visitors today. So we're back in the studio, folks. For pre-COVID, we did face-to-face recordings. And then post-COVID, we've been over the phone. And here we are back in the studio, which is really my office. And we have a couple people here from Child and Family Charities. And we're going to have them introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about what's going on with, again, Child and Family Charities.
All right. Well, thank you for having us here in the studio. My name is Julie Thomasma. I'm the CEO at Child and Family Charities, and I have with me today...
Hi, I am Diane Gedemote, and I am one of the directors for our Child Welfare Program.
All right. Well, we were excited to come and speak with you today because we wanted to talk a little bit about, well, we have many, many programs, and actually, you know, we work well with the Holt Public Schools and support the schools in many ways, support this community in many ways. But we wanted to talk today about Foster Care Month and the need for foster parents. We're an agency that's been serving the community since 1911, and our roots are in foster care. So the roots are that we had volunteers who would gather around children who were abused or abandoned or orphaned, and we made sure that they had safe and loving homes. And that mission continues on to today. So now we are here trying to find foster homes in our local community because for us, we're really committed to making sure that the kids here can stay locally if they need a foster home. So Diane, will you tell us a little bit more about our foster program?
Sure thing. So our child welfare program consists of foster care services as well as adoption, and we also have a team of people who work with licensing foster families in our community. And we have an ever-growing need and present need for more families to become licensed foster parents. The need for foster families is ever present. There are families who choose to move away for different reasons. New families come into the community, need to know and hear about what we're doing. We also have families who over time will adopt children into their homes and no longer have capacity to serve more youth in foster care. So the need for foster family homes is just kind of an ever-present need. And a lot of people have a lot of questions about that and what that looks like. And we encourage them to seek out that information. We are present in the community. We do a lot of events even in and around the community in Holt and South Lansing and Greater Lansing area. We also have our website, www.childandfamily.org, and in there we have a lot of information on our website, including a lot of areas regarding questions and answers. So a lot of times people have a lot of questions about, can I be a foster parent? Is that something I'm able to do? And what if I have questions? How do you support us? And so our agency spends a lot of time focusing on ways that we can support foster families as well. At any given time, we have upwards of about 100 children in the foster care system that we are serving. We serve children anywhere from birth up to age 19 now. And our goals are, the first goal is to always work with the families in trying to return them back home if possible. Children who have been abused or neglected and have been removed from their homes are in a very vulnerable situation. They are traumatized from that experience, and they need a safe and loving environment for which they can enter into and to be able to be nurtured, loved, fed, be able to go to school, do all the things that kids need to do. And we need families who can fill that role. The goal is to obviously get them home if they can. So foster families work with the entire family unit. They support them by bringing the children for visitations and encouraging the parents on their journey to that rehabilitation. If that's not possible, children may be placed for adoption. And that is something that, again, with one of the programs that we do also offer. And foster parents have routinely engaged in that as well and been able to provide permanent housing for youth. So it's an ever-present need. There's always things going on, and we have a specific need for a couple of special populations. One would be sibling groups. When children come into care, one of the last things we want to do is to further separate the family. So when possible, when children are coming in as a sibling group, we'd like to place them together in one home. We also have a need for homes that will be willing to work with youth that are older youth, such as 8 and older. We also have families who are maybe interested in working with our teenagers, maybe being a mentor, whether that's volunteering with our teens, helping them with their independent living skills. And there's a lot of ways to be involved and outside of even being a foster parent.
Yeah, so Diane has an exceptional team, and I encourage you to come check out our website and learn more about everything that we're doing in the community.
That is really, really cool stuff. So where are you located?
Right now we're located at Jolly and Dunkel, but we're in the process of renovating the former McLaren Greenlawn campus. And so we are going to have this beautiful campus open first quarter of next year, and we cannot wait to welcome the community and just create this amazing space for children and families.
So I knew a little bit about that, and so I'm really grateful to hear that you're in the renovation process and that you're really excited, and then quarter one of 2025 is going to be the grand opening, so that's fabulous. John, anything else from you?
Well, hey, I just want to congratulate you and the schools on passing your millage, Dr. Hornick. It was good. People appreciate that. I see they're building some new houses in the community for people to move in, so it's a great win-win for everybody in the community.
I need to go ahead and thank our community and for their continued support of Holt Public Schools. In an effort to keep our students safe, warm, and dry, and cool in the warm months, you know, we put a ballot proposal out, and our voters, found a way to say, yes, let's do this. This was a zero tax increase bond. And what it means is that the debt gets rolled in for 4 additional years, but it allowed us to secure another $22 million to renovate our school. So thank you all. I've got a few other things. On Wednesday, we have our Holt Business Alliance mixer, and that's an evening mixer. Most of the time, the Holt Business Alliance meets in the morning, but this will be an afternoon event starting at 5:30 at Gravity Smokehouse. It's our awards event. So again, this evening, or on May 15th, we will be celebrating our new scholarship award winners, as well as Educator of the Year, Government Official of the Year, and Business of the Year. Hope you will come out to, again, see us on May 15th at Gravity Smokehouse. Prom is May 18th at the Lansing Center. I will stop by. No one wants to see their superintendent there the whole time, but I think that, you know, if I could stop by and take a few selfies, I plan to do so. With that, there's no school on the 24th or the 27th for Memorial Weekend. Now, on the 28th, I would like to invite each of you to come to the 4th Annual International Food Fest at Washington Woods. We strategically place this particular event the day after Memorial Day weekend so that no one needs to cook. So again, May 28th, the 4th Annual International Food Fest will be at Washington Woods in the evening. Stop by and feel free to taste all the good food. Graduation is June 2nd at Breslin Center, and our last day of school is on June 12th. So folks, you've heard a lot here today. I just want to thank our partners from the Child and Family Services. I heard that there is a need for sibling groups to be placed together. I have an outstanding partnership with this organization. They have supported Holt Public many, many times over, and it's time for our community to do the same. So again, check out www.childandfamily.org for more information. There's a great Q&A section there. Okay, folks, you've heard it here. This has been our 395th Talk With Us Tuesday podcast between Superintendent David Hornack from Holt Public Schools, the Delhi Township Supervisor, Mr. John Hayhoe, and our special guest from Child and Family Charities. Thanks for listening, everyone, and remember to read. Enjoy.